Hey guys.
Yeah.
Let's do an intro.
Okay.
Check, check.
That was a very unenthusiastic check, check. All right.
Takes his time.
Check. He's getting it right.
Welcome to the start of the show.
Yeah, what episode is this?
This is where we announce the name of the episode.
Check.
I can't wait.
Me neither. Go ahead, John.
It's going to be a good one.
Check.
Yeah, okay. Welcome to episode Forensic Fashion Expert.
Ooh.
You're going to wish you had never been. Never been here.
Jesus.
Yeah, so that's it.
John's got a lot of faith this is going to be a good episode, by the way, as you can tell.
Yeah.
He's been shat on a few times today, so he's grumpy to begin with.
Have you really been shat on?
No.
Check him for chest stains.
Good God. Welcome to Sportage.
Woo!
Our segment about sports and sport-related activities.
Why are Italian soccer jerseys blue? Because their flag is, what, red, green, and white. None of those are blue.
Wow. That's very observant of you.
Blue is different.
The part about the blue not being red, green, or white. That's a good question. The Azzurri. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with that.
Blue in Italian means green.
Oh.
Blue is the new green.
Maybe like someone colorblind was commissioned by the king of Italy 3,000 years ago to...
3,000 years ago? Good God. I don't think Italy was around back then, was it?
Back when the fucking Romans were playing in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Although you're a rock.
You think the Romans would choose burgundy.
Why?
Well, that's a typical color they show in movies where there's Roman soldiers.
What?
Really?
What are you talking about?
Wouldn't they be black and white?
You think so? You're just making a shit
up. I don't think they had color film back then.
No. Movies now, about that time.
Well, how do we know?
That's what I'm saying.
I'll tell you one thing, fucking Warren certainly doesn't know. If there's any knowledge of what the Romans were wearing back then, what colors and whatnot, that fucking Warren does not know.
What the fuck are you, a historical fucking fashion guy?
No, I'm not saying that they wore burgundy. I'm saying
he's a forensic fashion expert.
So no one knows why they're blue, huh?
No, I hadn't really considered that before, but that is a good question.
I think there's a whole bunch of teams that are called the Blue Guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Called
like
the Blue Guys?
The French team is Les Bleus.
And who is? The French?
Italian. The French are Les Bleus, and the Italians are the Azzurri. And
the Azzurri, yeah.
There's a bunch of, like, the Argentine.
But, I mean, France does have like blue that. In their flag, so it does kind of make sense.
Yeah,
I mean Warren has a point that...
Blue Guys.
That the blue guys doesn't really fit so well for the Italians.
So I guess we're all agreed that blue is not white, green, or red.
We're certainly agreed on that.
Okay.
Surprising as it may seem.
Maybe their flag has changed in the last little while.
Their flag?
Richard Siemens.
Richard Siemens.
Welcome to Urban Legend. Did you know that toothpaste was originally invented by the ancient Egyptians, and it was actually made from cat semen? Because cats were considered like gods, right, in ancient Egypt, and they would actually extract the semen from the cats and use it for toothpaste because of the proteins, and it actually helped prevent tooth decay.
This is a fantastic fucking urban legend.
Instead of having a tube of toothpaste, did they just sort of give blowjobs to cats?
Well, it was before tubes were invented.
No, no, no. It sounds like you'd have a tube of cat semen.
Well, they'd probably be in like a clay jar.
Cut the tube out of the cat?
A clay jar.
Some guy whose job it is to wank cats all day.
I've still never seen a cat penis.
I have either.
You know, I'm not aware of the methods, but if I were to guess, they would probably have a clay jar and dress it up like a female kitty.
and have the male cat fuck the clay jar.
There you go.
I have a hard time believing that the cats would find the clay jar, you know, very comfortable or appealing enough to.
Oh, this
really get
is
in
the
there.
Part of the story you have a hard time believing.
up until that point, I was pretty okay with it, but yeah, you lost me there.
Well, that was just a guess. The other part's true.
The other part is well-researched fact. Is that what you're saying?
It's true.
So they had like toothbrushes that they would just dip in cat splooge. Is this what you're telling me?
Right, right. Well, they usually just use their fingers because you know only the wealthy had brushes.
I don't think it would brush very well because you know toothpaste has to get all kind of foamy and stuff.
Well, no, that's just what we think toothpaste should be like now. Just as long as you get a good coating of semen on your teeth, you're okay.
Good God.
This would explain why the Egyptians had horrible teeth then, I guess, hey?
And they also use, like, they use cats because they were godlike, but the truth of the matter is cats drink milk, and the cats had a lot of calcium that was in their semen, and that helped out your teeth.
What part of being godlike means that someone should want to use your semen to brush their teeth with it?
Well, it was a sign of reverence. It was a nice thing to do for the cats.
The cats, okay.
It was a sign of idiocy. If they liked the calcium, they should have brushed their teeth with the milk, rather than letting the milk go into the cat, and then whatever comes out of the cat, that's what we're going to brush our teeth with.
Whatever comes out of the cat's knob.
Hey, well, they didn't have the internet back then. They didn't know any better.
I have a feeling that this is complete horseshit.
No, it's true.
Fuck. I'd use your shit for toothpaste. Wash my face with a pubic hair. I bottle her thoughts for keepsake. Let her go. Okay, it's time to solve the world's problems in our segment entitled Poo Corner.
I was driving today, and I was feeling actually quite angry. You know, people were pissing me off that were also driving, and I was thinking about this segment, and I thought, what if everyone in the world, all at the same time, fucked off?
That'd be the first time you'd see John smile.
Yeah, that would have made me feel good too.
Well, let me get this straight, though. Would I have to fuck off as well, or just everybody except me?
Everyone except you.
It would be kind of nice.
How long would they fuck off for?
Well, the typical fuck-off time.
Not sure if I'm aware of what that is.
Yeah.
Is there sort of like a industry standard on this or something?
It's 2 minutes. It's like a penalty.
Penalty, yeah. You go fuck off for 2 minutes and then you can come back.
Nothing worse than a double minor for fucking off.
Yeah.
I think people would abuse that.
Wait a second. Are you saying that you would have the option of like having everyone fuck off, or you're just saying if it randomly happened?
If you had the option, I would fucking totally use it all the time.
Yeah.
About every 2 minutes, I think.
Continuously. You'd be continuously on the power play.
Someone would try to come back and I'd go, oh, fuck off.
Two minutes for fucking off.
What if someone was fucking off and you got them to fuck off again before they finished the first one?
They'd be right back.
I think they would just explode or something. That would be too much. That would be too much fucking off.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, they'd be fucking on then.
Yeah.
I think that's okay though, isn't it?
Well, well, I don't know. Maybe we'll have to try it on you. Why don't you fuck off?
Rules.
Somebody else make him fuck off now. Alrighty. That's the end of the show. Woohoo!
Yay!
If you feel like you've been given a steaming present, you're welcome.
Enjoy.
I don't like it when my presents are steaming.
Please visit our website, although I don't know why you'd want to, at www.
Well, there are other episodes. There are good episodes.
Oh, yeah. The good ones. Limitedappeal.net.
And you could email us at maskman@limitedappeal.net.
Although I don't know why you'd want to.
Maybe to suggest ways we could actually make a good episode.
You guys have a lot of good suggestions.
Yeah.
In case you were expecting anything at all.
even something.
This is what you get.
Yeah, holy shit.
Play the fucking music.
Get us out of here. By the way, fuck you guys, I'm out of here.